Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you can join us. Unfortunately, last night, the Astros... Man, you Darvish, when we were cheating, we used to kick his ass. And now we can't hit him just because there's no trash cans? We don't have trash cans anymore, so we can't beat you Darvish. What would you, Lee, say about this?
I can't even do the show right now because somebody hit me with something before the show that has ruined every, like, I cannot do this first segment until I finish this. So I'm just letting you know.
Is
you
it Fauda?
Talk. No.
Oh.
No, it's Juggalo Trey on Kill Tony. He got his name called out of the bucket. You know what Kill Tony is, John? The guy that killed everyone on the... What roast was it that he slaughtered everyone
on? The Tom Brady roast?
The Tom Brady roast. The white guy who comes up and literally obliterates everyone.
And
he's
Juggalo.
Got a show. It's in Austin. This is like the biggest... It's one of the biggest... video cast that you can have like in the world.
There's
right
no
now.
Way Juggalo Trey was
on
at random.
Every Jesus no. that you have.
They knew because
there is no, they pull him out of a bucket. Like everyone goes up there, you just pull him out of a bucket. There's everyone's trying to get on. You only get a minute. Juggalo Trey, somebody said, "Did you see Juggalo Trey on Kill Tony?" I saw this on the on my timeline. You're tagged in it too. And I'm like, "What? There's no way." And they said, "Yes." And all I could think, "Listen, you have to get up in front of a bunch of people in Austin, do a set, and you're on this one. It's Tom Segura, Tony Hinchcliffe, whoever what? his other guy is, the whole band there. It's like, oh my God. And Tony, they will embarrass you. Like, they will embarrass you up there on that stage. And I said, if you've got a clip, you have to send it to me. The guy sent me the clip, and I'm watching, and he goes, Trey Campbell. Let's see who comes out of the bucket. He goes, Trey Campbell. And it's unmistakably Juggalo Trey.
Curly, oh, they must have just been drooling when they saw him.
Oh, they had to be so excited.
So everybody, for those of you who don't know who Juggalo Trey is, because there are probably a
yes,
lot of people that
right.
don't know.
Cool.
He is the most, I mean...
He's one of the most unique people I've ever met.
Unique people ever. I mean, he's got just giant red hair and beard. He's heavy set. He's short.
His hair is disheveled.
It's crazy. He's always got these old caps on. When he opens his mouth, it doesn't sound like
it sounds like
Mike Tyson.
There it is. See, you can play it. It's not dirty. You can play some of Juggalo Trey, and I'm watching, and he's making Tony laugh. Like Tony is laughing at his jokes, and his jokes aren't terrible. He had to have gotten them. Like, there's just no way. I used to sit in my office and write up my draft prospects, and Trey was still an intern out here, like his fourth year interning. He was, and there would be about five other interns out there. And he is, and other people just like Andrew. This is when Andrew was an intern and was getting ready to start working. And it's been so long that Andrew's not even here anymore. Like, Andrew came, was producers for a few shows, and is gone. Trey would say things. It was insane. Trey would just consistently talk to everybody, and eventually people would start getting pissed off.
Hey, is there any chance that any of you saw the game that DeMar DeRozan had? Yeah, he had 17 points, but he also had 6 assists by the halftime. He almost never has that many assists by halftime.
It was like, oh, my God. People out there, you could feel their agony. Nicest guy in the world. He also... is strangely savantish with anything having to do with NASCAR.
Yeah.
John and I have had him on the show, and we would grill him on, okay,
who won in 1978.
Pocono, 82.
Yeah.
I mean, Dale Earnhardt, and second place was Mario Andretti.
I know, he's an Indy car driver. Just save it, race car people. I can't think of other names from back then. But he's on stage. I'm actually watching it right now. It's KT number 683 with Tom Segura. And I'll send you the link if you don't have it, because it is going to be hard. Once you see him on stage and you know the danger he is in, it's hard to not keep watching and to talk about a boring-ass Astros game, a boring-ass Monday Night Football game for the most part.
Well, let's see if we can play it. We got to listen to it.
Yeah, I'm almost positive we can't. Trey doesn't cut. I don't know that I've ever heard Trey cuss.
Yeah, but are those guys going to cuss when they're cutting him up?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly. Dell will have to look up in it.
Kill Tony was with when they did the Trump and that was the
with Shane Gillis
thing.
Yeah,
right.
Shane Gillis did Trump
right.
Right. I can't remember his name. Did Biden? Yes,
that's that.
Correct.
Okay. And Trey got up there. Well, he's an aspiring
Trey
comedian.
Campbell. He moved to Austin. I did not know he was an aspiring comedian.
Yeah, he's done. He's done shows before.
Come on, what?
Yeah, he does open mic nights. Yeah.
Trey Campbell does open mic nights?
Yeah. I mean, listen.
I'm calling him Trey Campbell. He's Juggalo Trey. And, in fact, he should, frankly, go by Juggalo Trey, even though I don't think he is an actual Juggalo. I think AJ just gave him that nickname.
He is not, so that's
why. Yeah, but he looks like AJ. It's the most accurate
nickname.
He's trying
to distance himself because he doesn't want to be a bit when he's doing his thing. So
yeah, but being a bit when you're doing your thing is...
That's for you, but for him, he may have dreams.
Yeah, but he needs to figure out his dreams are going to be tied to his appearance.
You're narrow casting him for what some radio host in Houston called him. I don't think he wants that to be his thing going forward.
Part of your comedy is you look like him, and then you... At one point, he turns and does the okay sign to Tony, and Tony starts laughing. He disarms you with, he's weirdly charming for a Juggalo.
Now, you say
he's not a Juggalo.
He doesn't act like one.
Well, right. He needs, I've seen
gathering,
some of his stuff.
The gathering.
And he needs to be more self-deprecating.
Yes.
And understand. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, because that's his appeal and his charm.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting married. I've listened to some of this.
If he makes a
Whippets joke about his wife.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It really wasn't bad. Somebody's got to be writing this stuff.
What?
There's no way he can say funny
stuff. Why can't he write it?
I sat and listened to him.
That was years ago.
He was never funny.
How long ago was that?
He was accidentally funny sometimes.
How long? Then maybe he cultivated.
Probably five, six years ago.
He was in what?
He didn't cultivate.
Why won't he stole these?
He's not a guy who...
He stole his jokes.
He's not a guy who lists people up. You listen to him. He's like, keep that name. That was an insult to you, but you didn't really know it, but you should know it. And now you could have possibly written anything in the last five years.
No.
Listen to him.
No,
you're a bad person.
No, I'm not a bad person. I just know that he's stolen his joke somehow.
Stolen? Well, you know that's the biggest insult to a comedian? And he's starting out. You say he stole his jokes?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not George Lopez.
No, Carlos Mencia. Be easy.
Oh, yeah.
George Lopez never stole any jokes. Easy, Cardinal. You'll get in some trouble.
And Mencia was already popular when that stuff came out, so he could whatever money he had.
Rogan's one who goes on stage to confront
Carlos Mencia. That's the other way. It's Mencia.
Yeah, but Trey is starting. You tell people he stole his jokes
at the start, he's done for. I don't mean he's stealing in a negative way. I just mean he can't possibly write funny stuff.
Listen to him.
Wait, that's so ugly.
And I like Trey. I just like.
But you're insulting him.
Apparently not. Apparently you don't think much of him.
I just don't. I have doubts about him as a comedian.
Well,
I think the funny stuff has to be, you know, like. So my dad, you know, he'll do a dad carrot top thing.
He put this man in a box. He won't let him get out of it.
No, he needs to get in a box just like.
He's not being a comedian for you and you alone.
I'm what happens when Carrot Top gets off the juice.
Like you say something like that. Yeah.
No, that's hacky.
No, I know. He's got to do that.
He doesn't want to be hacky.
Well, I'm helping him move forward. And
that's not a bad line. It's not a bad line.
John knows. That's not a bad line.
That's not a bad line.
He's got to say that he's like something. Carrot Top on.
Boy, I tell you what, my actual name is Carrot Top, but man, this you can say something about ketamine, fentanyl. You can make a joke like that.
But the biggest thing.
Fentanyl is always funny, Lance.
Yeah,
fentanyl's
great. It's a great thing to
learn. Yeah, Lance, please don't write his material.
Yeah, but I believe.
Fentanyl, there's nothing funny about fentanyl.
It is on Kill Tony.
It is?
Yes.
What?
That would be. if you can't deal with the edge of a fentanyl joke for Trey, by the way, I was on fentanyl whenever I had my ablation. You know, they use it medically. Fentanyl, well, yes, they use it medically.
Yeah,
it's an actual medical drug.
It's one of the biggest killers in America.
But for people
nice
who
job,
have to
man.
Deal
Kill
with
Tony.
It.
Kill Tony.
Do y'all not know the show? You can say anything you want
about
anybody.
But you're not a comedian, so I guess for John's sake, it came off poorly.
You guys can go on Ed McMahon with his To Kill a Star. What's it called? The Star Search.
That's right. Let's crush Trey.
Star Search.
Let's crush Trey's dream.
You guys
but
are
your
trying
joke
to put him
on. But your joke's a killer.
My joke is funny.
Okay.
I said you could have said ketamine, too.
Whatever, okay. But I'll figure out what to play from this. But Trey was on for like 20-something minutes on stage. He didn't do 20 minutes of jokes.
He was?
Yeah, he was on for a long time. I'm scrolling through.
Wait,
well, why would you let him off the stage?
No, you wouldn't. And they've had somebody on stage for 40 minutes before. And I just started watching some of these. And frankly, I've only watched what people have sent me. I haven't even searched them out. Trey, as soon as they get to talk to him, that's where the magic's going to happen. That's why, because...
Well, I used to be a radio producer. I know a lot about NASCAR.
Like, as soon as they get a hold of him, this is going to really be comedy gold. That's why the Astros losing, I don't care. Just hurry up and get to the playoffs. Let's just do this. The Padres are going to beat you 2 out of 3. Move along, and then let's get to the playoffs, and let's hurry up.
All right. So
Falcons beat the Eagles.
Yeah, and they're calling for Sirianni.
Yep.
And as soon as Saquon Barkley dropped that ball, the game was over.
Yeah.
And I don't know what play call on the show before ours, was there an egregious play call? Or was that the play call where he dropped the ball?
Well, that was the play call because of the clock.
Because
That's
of
the play call.
Instead of running the ball and running time off, they took a chance.
They took a
and
chance
dropped
on throwing.
It.
They had timeouts. So it's not like
the Falcons were out of timeouts.
Yeah,
at the time.
Yeah, no, it's egregious.
So instead of running off 40 seconds, it's incomplete. You got to kick a field goal. They have plenty of time to not rush.
I was watching my Astros. All I saw is Saquon drop the ball. Game over. You lose.
No. It was bad. Like
that was
this
yeah.
geniusy stuff. Run the ball and
he
just
was
play
open.
The percentages.
He was open. He's got decent hands.
You're paying him how much
to
catch
the
ball.
He does. He does. But sometimes you just don't do genius stuff. You just kill off the time. And every second that ticks down, the odds of them being able to win go way down.
Yeah. Yep. And they did. And they drove down the field.
Kirk Cousins with a clutch drive. We don't say that very often.
No. And, and now they're off. It's so Michael Penix isn't starting this week. Okay.
No.
But Andy Dalton is. We'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
So no Astros talk.
And
I mean, what are we
going to
do?
I mean, he'd rather talk Juggalo Trey.
Yeah.
How many people – he mentioned Juggalo Trey. Out of our audience, Twitch, people on Twitter, how many people knew who we were talking about?
Probably only about 80%.
80?
80%.
Like 8% are like, who are they talking about? I know who you're talking about, Vanderford Air.
I am talking about the air conditioning company. I remember back in the old days, a week ago, where it said this week was going to be in the 80s. Maybe it was about closer to 9 days ago. I looked at the 10-day forecast and went, hey, it looks good. Now it looks terrible. 95, 96, 94, 97, hot, your grass is burning, catching on fire. You know the routine. I mean, it's September, so we're we're 98, 99 degrees in September. That's how it is. That's why Vanderford Air has to be there for you. You've got to have your air conditioning. You can't sleep on air conditioning here. There are actual states where it's cool enough that they don't even have air conditioners in their home. Can you imagine? Now they have heaters for when it gets cold. Vanderford Air can take care of that for you too. But we're talking about an air conditioning company that can come out and fix whatever's going on. Whatever's wrong with your system, you've got to have your system running properly for two reasons. Number one, the efficiency of it. If it's running efficiently and you've got a system that's big enough for the space, it's going to make a massive, massive difference in what your air conditioning bill is going to be and how comfortable you are. But number two, if it's not working properly and you can't get cooled down any cooler than 78, 79 degrees with this humidity, you've got a major issue on your hands and it's only going to get worse. And you're paying out of the nose. Vanderford Air can fix the issue, diagnose it. They're going to offer you a fair price, and they can even replace your systems for you same day. So make sure that you give them a call today, 281-557-COOL. That's 281-557-COOL.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
After yesterday, just went home, watched the film, had some conversations with coaches, with Dan Brandt. So had to gather a lot of information through this morning and made that decision after looking at it that this is the best decision for our group, for our team going forward. Yeah, there's a lot of factors. We want to play more football. A lot of factors that go into it, you know, for this decision, you know, and ultimately just kind of lands on my shoulders to be able to make the best decision for our group to give us our chance, our best chance to win this week. And we focus on the weeks. We focus on the challenge at hand, and we feel like Andy gives us our best chance to meet the challenge.
So that's Dave Canales talking about replacing Bryce Young with Andy Dalton. It's something that they had to do. Dude, how bad did you feel? I mean, I honestly, hearing the boos, I was watching that game. The boos that he got every time, the halftime boos, there's no way. Is he Jamarcus Russell? Is this the one
that's
done?
I just think that's so unfair. I wouldn't even put that name on him because of what that means. When you say Jamarcus Russell, I mean, all you can think of is a guy who was lazy, who didn't do, like, that's why I hate hearing that name with him. just because Jamarcus Russell was just such a nothing from a try standpoint. This is just a guy who's been overwhelmed. It's not like Jamarcus had nothing around him at the time. This kid was given, he's a tiny little skater looking guy who was given, but we've seen him play at Alabama. You know, which, by the way, you've got a lot of help surrounding you at Alabama. That's always the tricky part, is when you have a lot around you, what can you do when you have less around you? And this is the ultimate, have stuff around you, going to a place where you, although Bryce didn't have everything at wide receiver like Tua did. The wide receiving core had really diminished by the time Bryce was, you know, finishing his career. But he had a good offensive line, good defense, good running game. He had a lot going for him. And now he goes to a place where nothing, and this is when you find out if a quarterback is special. To survive and be average on a team like Carolina would mean you've got a chance to be special. They're that bad. He's been given no chance. But at the same time, the tricky part, John, see, I don't like when you say you've got to do this, but the more I think about it, like right now it's a battle between win now for a coach who is his only chance to coach and trying to continue to develop a quarterback, which takes way longer than what they've given him. But the more I think about it, is anything going to change with what's around him or with his, like, maybe the best thing for him is to just take a timeout and watch behind Andy and try to regain some level of confidence. Now, it didn't happen for Zach Wilson. This is the mode that the Jets tried to use with Zach, and it never clicked back. But maybe you do have to get him out of there just for his own mental well-being, because I think they say he's a hard worker. There's great positive football character, all this stuff. But at this point right now, he is walking out there knowing he's going to fail. So what good does that do him, even if you're talking about development? The big problem I'd say, John, is, was this the right head coach to have in this particular situation? You know, if you knew you had to try to develop Bryce Young, what did you have your best job?
No, everybody knows that was the job.
That was a job. So is that who you hire? A guy who'd never been a head coach before? Do you hire, a guy who's a special teams coach?
A lot of teams are succeeding with first-time head coaches.
This is a bad situation, though. Yeah. This is a terrible roster. It's a young quarterback. You drafted 1-1. He's got no offensive.
Who's
going to
win there, though? Who? And by the way,
I'm not saying win. I'm saying just develop.
Okay.
Just and improve.
I don't know that anything could have. I mean, he's not ready. He's just not ready.
But if you – do you – no, you're right. But do you – I mean, this idea that
a lot of guys have to sit, I mean, and watch. Pat Mahomes sat for a year. You started Bryce Young his first game.
No, that's true.
I mean, he's not ready. And maybe he will be someday. But
he's not ready. And more importantly, he's not ready, but the team's not ready for him to start.
No.
I mean, look what they did. They drafted a running back. I mean, a wide receiver with the 32nd pick in the draft, Xavier Leggett. They need wide receiver help. That was a deep wide receiver draft. Go get it somewhere else. If anything, move up and get one of, go get Fuaga. Go get one of those tackles, Faltanu. Go do something where you're helping him with an offensive lineman. Their idea that they're going to play Ekwonu and he's going to be fine, they are so lost right now. My gosh. They get their first two draft picks. Here's their first three draft picks. A wide receiver with the 32nd pick, when you can find wide receivers all over. A running back who's going to be on the PUP list in Jonathan Brooks. Tevin Wallace, a specialty linebacker who runs fast. That's it. And then you get a tight end in Jatavion Sanders. Not one offensive lineman was drafted for an offensive line that stinks. I just think they've done a terrible job of understanding the process of building. As soon as you draft him with the first pick of the first round. Now, last year you thought Ekwonu was going to be better. He wasn't. So I understand you thought you may have your tackle of the future. But as soon as you do that, everything in your world's got to be, how do we support Bryce Young so we make him successful? And they have not drafted like that. I mean, really, at all. Not in my opinion.
Yeah. This is a good point. Dreamshake sent us Tom Brady talking about learning a program as opposed to learning a playbook.
I watched that yesterday.
Yeah, and it's a really good point. And learn from Andy Dalton, because Andy Dalton can teach him stuff. Although, is Andy Dalton teaching him stuff in the quarterback room? I don't know.
My guess is if Bryce is open to it, he will. Andy's a good pro. Andy's just redhead Case Keenum.
No. He is a good pro. We don't know what's going on in that quarterback room, though. Is he like Aaron Rodgers? I don't know. Is Andy Dalton?
I doubt it.
Is he sabotaging Bryce Young to get the job?
Do you honestly think that? No. He's a Jeff Nally client. He's not going to be a saboteur.
Jeff Nally's listening and he's about to punch the...
Yeah, and Dusty Stanfield has him. Dusty has Case. Like, Dusty only deals with those kind of guys for the most part. Yeah.
Good people.
Good backup quarterbacks who he thinks should be starting.
Yeah.
Which one does he think should be starting more?
probably Dalton. He's probably right. I mean, Vegas had Dalton as... We went through this the other day. There was three quarterbacks in the NFL where Vegas actually improves the odds for Carolina if the backup is in.
Yeah.
And he was worth 1.5. Either 0.5 or 1.5.
They're a better team with Andy Dalton playing quarterback.
Their power rating is higher with Andy Dalton at quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he made some throws that are just he's just not ready. He's not ready. No, he's not ready.
And he may not be.
Dale, you got to put me back up on the video. Yeah, I had to shut down my computer again. It's a disaster. Poker Stars just will ruin your computer.
Why do you have all these?
You know that's now a work computer for you. Like, literally work. You have to have that thing working so this works.
Poker Stars. How do you play Poker Stars? Is it legal there, I guess?
Yeah, you can play
Poker Stars. It's not legal here.
It's legal wherever I am.
What's this? What's he doing to you right now?
Well, I don't know.
He crushed Trey in the first segment.
I know.
And now this.
No. Right. It's not like illegal. It's just a matter of will they allow him to play.
Well, so bookies aren't legal either. Yeah, we do my bookie spot four times a day, four times a show.
No, I'm worried about if you're geofenced where you can't do it, is what I was talking about.
He's found a way, apparently.
No. It's the motor won't stop running on this computer.
Okay, that's
Does anybody
fan.
Know how to take
it's
it
not
off?
It's not a motor.
It's not a
fan.
Motor. No, there's no motor in that computer.
Poker Stars did not. My wife has the same.
Do you have to put motor oil in that thing?
Put some oil. If you look, there's a little port on the side where you can pour oil into it.
I do that.
Antifreeze.
You can just put olive oil in there if you want. It usually just drips off my hand.
I don't need to grease
the schisms. My wife has the same thing. The fan just works nonstop. But, you know, instead of just bringing it in, just let it sit there. I can pretty much guarantee you Poker Stars did not force your fan on.
Well, no, but it's definitely ruining my computer. I have to shut it down, and it takes like 12 times to shut down.
Maybe we get away from Poker Stars.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I'd like to take it off completely. Does somebody know how to do that?
Don't you have like family rolling in there consistently? Get one of the smarter people in the Granado family.
Yeah, one
to
of
do
the
that.
Young people.
Can't Wendy take it to one of her IT people?
Yeah.
Can't you just go to an Apple store?
Or that too.
Yeah, that too.
Go to the Apple bar where you've got to set up an appointment, then you get there and you visit their concierge, then you're going through an elaborate maze that you have to go through, then you meet with three executives like, well, Apple, just fix my stuff. What is all this where you've got to, here, let me check, I'm your concierge, I'll be walking you through the system today and we'll Stop. Right. I don't need to get on Resy or OpenTable to book this, and then I visit with my concierge. And just give me a guy that knows what he's doing.
Just tell,
fix it.
Tell me how to
Can
do
I
this.
Just drop this off? Hey, here's my thing. I think the fan's on. Boom. John Granato, 713-780-3776. Bye. That's how it should work. That's how it works on Fondren. That's how we do things on Fondren.
Well, I ain't on Fondren. I don't know if you heard. I ain't on Fondren no more. Okay.
No.
I'm gonna figure.
You're
I'm
not.
Gonna go. No, right on the corner where we are. There's a laptop guy.
Oh, you have Fondren. Yeah, but you have Fondrens there. You just have to find the Fondrens.
You
they're probably
find the Fondren.
They're probably a little bit of a drive for you.
Right. Harwin is another place you can go. Yeah.
Lance
Harwin.
Is extra snarky today.
He is. He really kind of is.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but something happened.
No, that's not true.
Hey,
I left
true.
My phone in my car. My coffee's in the other room.
Well, yeah, there it is.
Oh,
I got sleep. You know what? I fell asleep. So
that's
I got
why.
Some sleep. That helped.
You're agitated.
Also,
also,
somebody wants to know Poker Stars. Wow. Do people still play? I honestly did not know Poker
I
Stars
don't
was
play.
Still around.
No, I don't play. And that's why I want it off the computer. I want it off. It just keeps on running and running and running, and I can't stop it from
why
running.
Why don't you download?
I hit quit all the time.
2005 called. They want you to download Party Poker again and give it a shot.
No, I'm not. Hey, this hour is brought to you by – how about Damaris is back with us this football season? And this hour is brought to you by Baby Back Ribs. If you haven't tried the Baby D's at Damaris Barbecue, you haven't lived. Okay?
Baby D's?
That's what it says here.
I wanted to
read that one of all the ones that they gave me so that Dell could comment on the Baby D's.
I don't love Baby D's.
D's Ribs?
D's. Dell, no comments on the baby D's?
No, because I'm not 14. No, you're not going to get me.
You got 14 in you. Yes, you do.
Watch it.
Every
do.
Once in a while, you'll be like,
no, but
yeah,
not about baby. Yeah. Not about baby D's. In fact, that's the one I hate the most.
Oh, no. Now our chat is saying, they're eating the babies. Now they're eating the babies in Houston, Texas. They're eating baby D's.
Oh, there is proof the cats are being eaten, but okay. Never mind. Let's talk about if someone's trying to eat your cat, can you call John Daspit?
Yeah, John. By the way, that video of that lady with the cat thing, she's like full on from America. And I think she's on bath salts. You seen that? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The one where the lady and they say she's voodoo witch or whatever. But it turns out, if you ever hear her talk? Oh, no, she's from here. She's 100% from here. There's no doubt. John Daspit is, you know, if you have something happen to one of your llamas or an animal, maybe you can call John Daspit. I don't know. But John Daspit does help with wrecks on the roadways. He helps with explosions. There was a huge plant explosion yesterday in La Porte out by Dell. And that's one where John Daspit, if there's injuries, John Daspit's the guy that will get a lot of the calls. We've seen explosions, offshore explosions, where John Daspit has had cases where he had 30, I think it was 33 different people or 23 different people who he was representing. And it took a while. They had to go through all, because the injuries and the recovery take a long time for some of these accidents. And so the story's not yet written. And so he makes sure that you get everything that you need in terms of, you know, all the medical treatment, making sure that you have all the tests needed, find out exactly what's going on, your surgeries, your time missed from work, your pain and suffering. Everything is going to be accounted for with John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They do a fantastic job of caring for you and making sure that the insurance company takes care of you the way that they are supposed to. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, they're an easy phone call to make, and they're going to help you recover for all of the issues that you had due to the negligence of someone else when it comes to your personal injury. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I don't know that Pro Football Focus is accurate, but four of their top five guys this week for the Texans were on the defensive side. Nico came in third,
that
I believe.
That feels accurate.
Yeah, it was very accurate. The offensive side of the ball, they couldn't run the ball. They were inconsistent. Nico had himself a great game. Nico has turned into a legitimate one. At this time last year, Lance, we were like, is Nico going to get a contract? What do you do with Nico? Have no idea what you're going to do with Nico. This offseason, he was extended, and truth be told, the Texans got a real team-friendly deal with the way that this guy is playing.
Yeah, he got paid early. That was probably the deal. I mean, the Astros get team-friendly deals all the time by giving guys money early.
Yeah. They got a team-friendly deal with Yordan. There's no question about it.
Yordan with Bregman. With
Altuve.
Yeah. That's the way they do it. We'll give you money early, but it's going to be a team-friendly deal.
So Danielle Hunter graded out.
I got
the
a
best.
Funny feeling they're going to redo his deal within a year.
I don't know if it'll take a year, but it might be a couple. And he's a wide receiver, so there. Although he hasn't shown any diva, he has shown zero diva.
But let me tell you, there'll be plenty of diva for him if he leads the league in wide receiving this year.
Yeah.
In yards, the shows will be, why is he even playing on this contract? He shouldn't even play. Stephen A. Smith. That's ESPN will do four straight shows of you know, why Nico Collins must sit out and must not play in 2025 unless he gets a new deal. Don't worry, they'll do it for him. He doesn't have to.
So Danielle Hunter, 90.1. Kamari Lassiter, 90.0. Aziz Al-Shaair, 87.6. Nico, 87.3. And mm-hmm. Jalen Petrie, 78.1. It sounds pretty accurate. Mm-hmm. Aziz Al-Shaair had a nice bounce-back game. He was playing tough guy, though. Is it today or tomorrow that fines are going to be coming down?
It's usually tomorrow. Wednesday, I think, is when they come
down. Yeah, probably. He's going to get fined.
I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing 50,000. Feels like what the number they throw out there. I don't know. Maybe it will be more. I don't think it will be less. I don't think it will be 25. I mean, that was a good shot he put on that guy.
He
wouldn't get off the sideline, and then he was yapping at their side later in the game. Like, at some point, there's a line between having edge and playing with toughness and being a dog and all that stuff, and then just kind of drifting into stupid when you're a team captain in the middle of that defense. Like, you gotta, you know, there's just a line that I think Al-Shaair crossed over into could hurt his team.
Yeah. No, he did. And there's no chance, or I'm gonna put it at about 5% that he actually gets suspended.
Oh no, I don't think there's any chance he does.
Yeah, no chance.
He would have gotten kicked off the field had they seen that. He would have been kicked out of the game. So, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe 5% is it.
So they retroactively say, since you got away with it.
In college, they could suspend him for the first half. Well, they don't do that.
He had a punch and a headbutt.
Maybe 5% is the number.
So maybe it's about 5% because they saw two incidents at the same time that he wasn't penalized for either one.
And then there's the Joe Mixon stuff, and Joe Mixon came out on Twitter, and Joe Mixon, and I don't know. I guess they're saying that it wasn't a hip drop. Was that not the definition of a hip drop?
It's a definition.
It's the definition. When I got up and asked the ref, "Where is the flag?" That was a hip tackle, and his reply was, "No, it wasn't.
They missed it."
The NFL and NFLPA made it a rule and an emphasis for a reason. Time to put your money where your mouth is. That's what Joe said last night or yesterday. So is there any way they go back? And now listen, what was the call a couple of years ago that the refs would not do? Do you remember? That the refs decided, "Oh, we're not calling that. We don't care if you guys made that a rule this year." Was it some kind of instant replay or
pass interference?
Was it
offensive pass interference?
No, pass interference. Like they were allowed to replay pass interference for a year, and they're
right.
"We're never
we're
correcting
never
ourselves, so get out of here with that."
Yeah,
it came from the play in the title game with the Rams and the Saints.
Is this something that they're not going to legislate? Is this something that they're not going to be judicious about?
Well.
That was the definition of it.
Yeah, but I read the article. They missed it. They missed it. But they also said rarely, because in real time it's faster. But I remember reading the article before the season when everyone was up at arms that this is terrible. The hip. Remember, everyone was anti-hip drop being taken out of the league, especially defensive players. And I remember reading the article that said, we actually are not going to call it probably as much on the field. It will probably be handled more post-game. when it comes to fines. Penalty.
Oh, great.
Fines.
Well, we got a broken ankle. That's great. And,
yeah,
oh, by the way,
that's what it's going to be.
That should have been another 15 yards on the play.
Hey, if you don't have to like the penalty, but you can not like the penalty as involved in – like, you were probably not – I wasn't big pro hip drop being out of the game. Were you?
Well, no, but if it's
Dell was because he hurt his running back.
Wait a minute. Listen, there's a reason that horse collar is out of the game because it was hurting people.
Yeah, that's the
hip
reason.
Hip drop is hurting people.
But you weren't for it. I wasn't for it, and yet it probably helps because Dell was for it because he saw A-Chan get hurt.
No, not just A-Chan. It happened to Mark Andrews, too. And
that's right.
I had him on my fantasy team.
The complaint, the pushback was, well, how do we make tackles? And I said, well, if you get dragged for 3 yards and results in a touchdown, so be it. It's better than having Mark Andrews
out for the legs together. You wrap around the legs. Regardless, this is what the rule is now. So call it. Doesn't matter. If this is what the rule is, you got to call it. Now, the argument is it happens so fast in real time, you can't see it. I think you can see that. Like, I can always see horse collar. In real time. Why can I see horse collar, but
This is a little tougher.
But that wasn't the other day, though.
And listen, they still don't get roughing the quarterback right. They still don't get it right. I mean, it's still – I didn't think that was a rough – Edwards roughed the quarterback the other day. I don't think – did you think that was a roughing the quarterback? I don't think he hit him at all with his helmet.
They're letter of the law. I think he hit him with his helmet.
I thought he hit him with his helmet, but I think it was a football play. Because his head was up. It was not the crown of the helmet. To me, and he was being blocked. I mean, to me, that's one you don't call. You don't call that one. You call the Petrie one, but you don't call that. You shouldn't have called that. At first, I was all pissed off, like, come on, what are we doing? Stop being stupid, guys. And then I saw the replay. I'm like, well, that wasn't really on Mario Edwards.
No.
That wasn't really his fault.
Tank Dell's injury last year was a hip drop. No, it wasn't. It was an Antone. It was a Pierce running up the back of his legs.
Yeah,
that wasn't a hip drop, and oh, by the way, and that was when he was playing guard, and so we stopped doing that.
Yeah, it's more like a tackle. He was an extra offensive line. He was playing tackle.
He was like a big tight
super
end
tackle.
Coming in.
Yeah,
super
was,
tackle.
Tank Dell was playing super tackle.
Yeah,
that's why you can expect
which is a good spot for him.
You expect less targets. You don't expect your super tackle to get a lot of targets. So Tank should be just fine. With
he's not getting
of,
any
with
targets
lack of
now.
Catches. I looked it up. He's through two games. He has four less targets than he had last year. It's just that
that's
he,
all.
Just less catches. Obviously, that's the
difference. Yeah,
the,
he
the
got a lot
difference.
Of targets in the first game.
Where is now? Do Stephon Diggs and where his targets are?
Well, I think
six
he,
is
I,
fine for
I think
him.
The yardage is going to might be his problem.
Yeah.
Going for 33 yards a game, whatever he's at right now.
Everyone's like, you know, I thought
is it.
I thought
high?
We had a chance.
He had 33 in the first game.
Yeah, I don't.
Did
think
he have 33 again the other night?
I don't. Know.
I thought we had a chance for 3,000 yard receivers, and now I realize
that's what they were talking about.
It's just going to be Nico mostly.
And you look at the NFL. If you break 215 from a passing from a quarterback at this point, you get applauded. I don't know what's going on. I mean, we talked about how maybe it's bad quarterback play, but defenses are shutting passing games down. Pat Mahomes had one of his worst games. Now, the Bengals always give him issues, but I think he threw for 150-something yards, two touchdowns, two picks. I think we're in a different mode now, unless you're the Saints.
It is. They've basically gone to a lot of cover four shells and quarters where they run. You know, they're running two deep safeties to take the deep ball away, and then they're running the, you know, they're just playing off like it's a zone coverage where the corner just drops back. They keep everything inside they try to keep everything inside the numbers, and it forces you to play more patient football. And they have totally taken that away against the Texans. So far, when I was watching the offense yesterday, I stopped watching. That was on every play but one. Every play but one in the first quarter, they ran that defense. They ran just a shell defense. And they're just telling you, you can't have the long passes.
And
you just can't have
just
them.
Think if CJ wasn't breaking the pocket and without that connection to Nico, where would his passing numbers have been on Sunday night?
Yeah, that's true. Because the numbers look better than actually I thought the play was. He was a little bit off in terms of some of his placement. Some of it was really good, but some of his placement was a little bit off. And then it's not going to flow. Like, teams are not going to play them man-to-man a whole lot. It's just a bad matchup for them to try to play man-to-man. So you're going to see a lot of zone. A lot of zone means a lot of dinking and dunking and short throws. I don't think it's going to be good for Stephon Diggs' yards per catch. So I hope Stephon doesn't get mad at us.
To answer your question, John, he got to 37 on Sunday night.
Okay, so he's averaging 35 a game.
So it's uptick, an uptick in yardage.
Yeah, hey, it was better. You're better, okay? You're every week we're increasing you by 4 yards. How's that? You happy now? You happy now? All right, let's break it here. On the other side, the Texans' odds of making the playoffs, pretty damn good. As a matter of fact, one of the best in the league. And there's a good reason, because nobody else has a two-game lead in their division.
3-0-2 teams.
Yeah. Time to talk about Chastain Ford. Nobody's doing it better. My son is coming in today. As a matter of fact, we're coming back, and we're going to be going to Chastain Ford. And I've already talked to him over there. Hey, look for a vehicle for me. I need a pickup. He loves the F-150. He had the F-150. I've had F-150s. I still got my F-150 Lightning. The F-150 is just a wonderful car. And we're coming in, and we're going to find one, either new or used, whatever the case may be. I know this. If it's a pre-owned vehicle, they're going to do. And they've got great financing on pre-owned vehicles because, in a lot of cases, they'll be gold certified. And if they're gold certified, you can get an interest rate that's fantastic. So you don't have to buy new. They've got everything on the lot over at Chastain Ford. And for every car that they sell this month, they're giving $100 to Texas Children's Hospital for cancer research, which is awesome, awesome, awesome. It's the kind of stuff that they do. I mean, they're big, big, big University of Houston supporters, both on the academic and the athletic side. It's just the place to go to get your Ford or your pre-owned vehicle on. That's what we're doing. I mean, I've got my daughter's car there. I got my cars there. I'm getting JT's there. We're a Chastain family. You can be too. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, what do you think you'd have to lay, Lance, to win money if the Chiefs make the playoffs?
At this point, it would probably be like minus 2,500?
3,000.
Okay.
You have to risk $3,000 to win 100.
Mm-hmm.
To win 100. The Texans are the second favorite to make the playoffs. Well, Philadelphia was until last night. Now they're not. So the Texans right now, you have to lay. What do you think you have to lay?
Ooh, man. 2,000?
No. 550.
What? To make the playoffs?
To make the playoffs.
Has anyone seen the Colts, Jaguars, and.
Yeah.
And Colts, Jaguars, and.
Titans.
Titans.
Anybody seen them? Yeah. You still. Despite what they did, the Cowboys making the playoffs, you're still minus 160. In other words, you have to risk $160 to win.
Where are the Ravens right now at 0-2?
See, that might be a good one. They're still minus 140.
So they're not giving you any.
No, they're not giving you good odds.
How
you
about Joey B? Plus the Bengals about plus one. The
Bengals are minus 140 as well.
So basically, they're just not letting you take the favorites.
They're not.
And they're not really giving you anything on the other side either.
But those are much better odds than you could have got before the season started, right?
Yeah, well, Pittsburgh, I guess Pittsburgh is the one that I didn't think Pittsburgh was going to make the playoffs. I thought, okay, Mike Tomlin's winning seasons ends, or no losing season ends here. And here they are, 2-0. Of course,
if you want to bet them, you will make 140 if you bet 100
to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're plus 140 still.
They still got good pass rush. I mean, so far Justin Fields hadn't done anything wacky. Yeah, I think that's the play actually.
Yeah. Do you have any faith in Minnesota making the playoffs? They're even money.
No, I don't have any faith. But you know, without. I know Green Bay got a huge win without Jordan Love. The Lions are going to be there. John, Sam Darnold has played well. Sam Darnold is in a good offensive scheme. He's got Jordan. You know, he never had. Let's remember, we talked about Bryce Young earlier. Sam Darnold stepped into a really bad spot when he was drafted as well. It was a really terrible spot. Didn't have help around him. Didn't have a good offensive line. Basically got run out of football for all intents and purposes. Became a backup quarterback. Well, actually went to Carolina. Didn't do anything. Became a backup. And now he's in a good system with Jordan Jefferson. And all of a sudden, it's like, hey, football's not as hard anymore.
Yeah. And, yeah, how about that? But and he's making some throws. That throw from the end zone was a perfect dime.
Yeah, it was a good throw.
I mean, that was a great throw. No, and, well, we'll find out. We'll find him this week. Are you worried at all about the Vikings game?
Yeah, I am, because they – well, with Jordan Jefferson being a little beat up, it certainly helps. Justin Jefferson. I think I called him that two times. Who is Jordan Jefferson? Oh, yeah, quarterback LSU. I do think that with Minnesota, the thing that concerns me a little bit is, you know, they really – like, what concerns me? I don't know. But they just got done whipping. And, I mean, it really wasn't even as close as the score. They whipped San Francisco. What are they doing that should scare me? I don't know. Other than Jefferson, why should I be worried about Sam Darnold and this team? They got a really good left tackle who will be fighting against they moved Will Anderson over to the other side. They had Danielle Hunter on the left side. They were switching them back and forth, so that'll be interesting to see what the Texans do with Derek Stingley. Are they going to travel him wherever Justin Jefferson goes? Or also, are they going to flip-flop their defensive ends and, you know, rush from same sides or flip them on different sides? I don't know. Why should Minnesota scare me other than the Texans maybe don't play as well on the road? I don't know why I should be afraid, but Minnesota looks real.
Jefferson's banged up. Jordan Addison is banged up. They got Jalen Naylor, Tristan Jackson, Trent Sheffield Sr.
Tristan Jackson made that team?
Yeah. Brandon Powell. That's their wide receivers.
That's
Justin Jefferson.
But Jefferson's going to play.
I hope not. Well, no. How about he sits for a week?
Yeah, I hope not. This is a long season. You need to do what's best for Jefferson and sit him out and let him get better.
You on the other side, you got Jonathan Greenard and Blake Cashman. Revenge for those guys, seeing the Texans in week three. Jonathan Greenard, how many sacks does he have? I'm going to give under, over 1.5.
Oh, I'll say under, but I do think he gets one.
I bet he gets one.
He won't get it on Tunsil, but I bet he gets one.
Ooh, you got Kamu Grugier-Hill, too.
Oh, look at this. All the former Texans looking for revenge.
Yep. This could be a revenge game right here. This could be a real revenge game.
What are the Texans favored by? About 3.5?
I have not seen a number yet. I can find that out for you, though, my friend. That's easy because I go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Double my money. Double my money with my initial deposit. So that we got that, too. Don't forget about that.
Houston is 2.5.
2.5 right now.
So the sucker play is going to be the Texans, and the sucker play might be the best side. But, this team just whipped San Francisco. And so far, the quarterback has played well 2 games in a row. There is such a thing as a 3-game starter. So this is what you look for with the backup quarterbacks, a guy who can step in and play well for 3 games. So history tells us when our boy Sage Rosenfels used to come in, he would play well for a couple of games. Most backups do. Mike White with the Jets came in and played well for a couple of games. And then what happens? Reality strikes.
Right.
This could be a reality strike moment for Minnesota, where they're going against a really rough defensive front, a team that has shown that they can press you with blitzing or without blitzing. You've got a really good cornerback one to take on Justin Jefferson, who's a little bit dinged up. I mean, this could be a really bad, if you look at it from the other side of the coin, Minnesota could be in for a wake-up call with a backup quarterback in Sam Darnold. Even though you could argue that Sam Darnold maybe gives him a better chance than a rookie J.J. McCarthy might have, who's out for the season. I like the Texans here, but this is a no-touch game for me. They're both 2-0. I mean, I don't know. I think it's just Sam Darnold. I have a hard time being afraid of Sam Darnold.
Here's the game of the week is the Ravens at the Cowboys. The Ravens at the Cowboys, the Ravens are -1. They're 0-2. Is there any way the Ravens fall to 0-3?
Well, sure.
Cowboys lose, they go to 1-2.
Sure, there's a way.
I don't know. I think the Ravens go in there and they take care of that business.
But if they don't, they're in San Francisco goes to the Rams. Rams are damn near out of the. Rams are about to find themselves. They're a 7.5-point underdog. No Cooper Kupp. No, they've got injuries galore. They're going to go to 0-3 against San Francisco. The Rams, one of my playoff teams, they'll be basically out of it by the end of the week once they go
0-3. Who's playing for San Francisco? Debo's out. McCaffrey's out.
The guy. Brock. Doesn't matter that McCaffrey's out. Jordan Mason is as good as McCaffrey,
now
apparently.
You've got one.
Jordan Mason might be as good a runner. He's at least as good a runner as McCaffrey. McCaffrey's special because of the total package, but they're not missing anything in the running game with Jordan Mason. Have Brandon Ayuk still playing.
But they didn't score against Minnesota.
Ayuk has been a shell of himself.
Yeah, he's been playing, but what has he been playing?
He got the bag. Everything's fine.
Okay, the guys who were all the diva-ish, all the diva-ing this offseason, Ja'Marr Chase has been nothing, has been a big zero so far. Brandon Ayuk has been a zero so far.
What about your boy CeeDee Lamb?
CeeDee Lamb is...
He's been good.
He made a big play the other day, but that was about it.
Well, he's gone for, I think he's two games over 100?
No, yeah, it's two games under 100.
Oh, he didn't get to 100 in either one of them?
No, he's nine.
Man, that was a long touchdown he had the other day.
Yeah, and that was it.
Yards. Nine for 151 and one TD over the course
of two
games.
What are you crying about Chase? He had four catches for 35. missing all that time didn't hurt him at all. He's had 10 catches for 97 yards so far this year.
Wow.
Offense is doing fine.
The divas are all, they're all struggling. They're all struggling. That's why, and look at Nico. Nico just says, whatever you guys want to pay me, I'm cool. That's the kind of guy I am. And look at him.
Yeah, sucker.
He said, I'm not turning down money.
Yeah.
That was his quote. And what did he get? Oh, that sucker only gets $25 million a year now.
Look how much money he'd be
worth. How much do you get now, Dell? He's making so much more than you now.
Yeah, I know. Different professions. Understood. Just wait. All you had to do was wait until the regular season and look at the numbers you put up. Now you could demand over
$30
million
a year. You never know when you could tear both Achilles and your career's over.
Bet on yourself, Nico.
Jordan Jefferson. Who is it? Ja'Marr Chase took out. Yeah, I said Jordan. Ja'Marr Chase took out a $50 million policy from Lloyds of London, I think I saw.
Is Ja'Marr Chase protecting himself? That's why we're not seeing the best of Ja'Marr Chase? Because he ain't got paid yet?
Yeah. Maybe Jamar's just like, what? For who? For what? No.
Wow. I heard somebody else got really upset about Ja'Marr Chase's contract. Oh, Five Star the other day was talking about they pay him. You get paid after your fourth year.
Yeah,
they're not setting a precedent of paying wide receivers after 3 years. They're not.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Look at now. How much is he going to make?
Because you're going to make. They're going to make
10 catches for 97 yards.
But wide receivers are going to make $30 million plus a year, which is now taking a huge.
Well, now you're 0-2.
I don't know about. Wait, that's LSU Ja'Marr. He's a bust now?
And he's hurting your other LSU guy. Look how Joe Burrow's
playing. That's why he's hurting my guy.
Your baby doll,
Blondie. He's hurting my guy. Okay.
You knew that. You knew this season was going to be a disaster for the Bengals. As soon as
you saw the French,
as soon as he was
at the fashion show.
That fashion show.
Oh, yeah.
You knew it was over. John's heart hurt so bad to see Burrow dressed like that. It hurt your heart.
And the blonde hair. Joe, go back to being from Ohio. What are you doing?
Well, that's what Ohio turned him into.
Yeah. Well, we got to break it here. 713-780-3776.
Yeah, he's in Ohio now.
Yeah, Ohio broke him. Oh, my God. This is not how we act in Ohio, okay? We're lunch pail people in Ohio, Joe. Stop with
there.
The blonde hair and the blown-out back.
You can't speak for Ohio. You're not from Ohio.
I'm from the Midwest. That's the same thing.
You got kicked out.
That kind of did. Time to talk about right now Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Billy Brown. Now, I'm going to tell you what. If you've got issues, and I've got another issue at my house. I'm sorry, Billy. I'm going to have your guys out there. I apologize.
Can one of those guys just stay there while you're out of town?
Well, maybe they could just, take a room upstairs while I'm not. I don't know how it happened. Probably all the hair that's down the drain. I don't know what happened, Billy. All I know is that I'm going to need your guys. And when I need somebody, when I need a plumber, there's only one place, 281-488-6238. Make sure that number is in your phone. You have got to have the Aqueduct Plumbing team. Don't tweet us, because people tweet us, hey, what's the name and what's the number for the plumbing guys? Lance, put in your phone, 281-488-6238.
Yeah, and that's you got a plumber now. Now you got a plumber. You always want, I need an air conditioning guy, I need a plumber, I need a a car mechanic. Those are the big three. We're giving you plumber right here. We've used the plumber for minor jobs and major jobs. They've discovered major issues that we thought were minor as well. They can install tankless water heaters. They can clean your tankless water heater, which needs to be done once a year, by the way. I found that out. And there's so much more Aqueduct Plumbing Company does. You can go to their website and find out all their services, aqueductplumbingcompany.com.